Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, Daryl, how are we doing today?
Doing all right. Trying to recover.
Recover from what? From your big move?
The new commute.
This is the first time you got to do it?
Second time.
So Daryl's now a downtown liver.
Yes, I am.
And I love this for you because I loved, really, downtown and living downtown, there's not many of us, and I say us because I lived downtown for 7 years. And it's just, you really find out that the whole city shuts down at, what, like 7 o'clock?
By the way, good
luck getting something to eat past, like, 10:30. When I first moved to Cleveland...
No, try 8 o'clock. I learned that the hard way the other day. I actually, I needed a nap because I was so exhausted.
Yeah.
I woke up at 7:55, and I'm like, all right, let me go down to X-Spine, this, that, and the other, get a little bite to eat.
Yeah.
Everything's closed.
Everything's closed.
And I'm just like, all right, I guess I'm headed to the grocery store.
When I first moved to Cleveland, I had to, the game I used to play with myself is, because the casino was the only place that had something that was open past like 11 or so. There used to be a corned beef sandwich spot that was in the casino. And so I would go, and here's how dumb I was. I would go, and I would put $15 on either black or red, and if I won, then I would go ahead and get my free sandwich, right? Because I won. And then if I lost, I would just go hungry that night and be like, I didn't really need the food anyway. I would tell my, I'm like, it's 11 o'clock. I don't really need the corned beef sandwich to begin with anyway. Like, it's me just being basically sometimes just drunk and hungry is all it comes down to. And so, if I lost, I was like, all right, I guess I didn't need the food anyway, and I went home.
That is the ultimate gambler's lifestyle.
I loved it, though. The amount of times I did that move.
If I win, I eat. If I lose, I starve.
I mean, I already had a whole dinner. It's not like this was my only options for calories
also,
in the day.
Also, the sandwich was your late night snack slash
dessert. It was the late night, late night snack. I got a nice walk-in going to the casino, and then we just kind of maneuvered from there.
And then you walked it off on the way home of shame, right?
Exactly right. Get my walk, get my steps in. So you're loving downtown?
Yeah, it's all right so far. I am not annoyed at all by the noise. And like you said, the city dies at about 8 o'clock every night, which is fine by me.
Only problem with the noise that I had that I don't think you'll run into because you're a little bit further away than I was that when watching Guardians games, you'd hear the fireworks.
Nope, I heard them.
Oh, you can hear them from your. Yeah, okay. So
not
that
only
sucks.
Can I hear them, I can see them from my window.
And it's not the fireworks. You guys are thinking like, Jonathan, it's fireworks for a home run. It's not a big deal. It's the idea that I'm watching the game and the TV is not quicker than the actual real life action. And so that you'd hear the fireworks and you'd be like, I guess J-Ram hits a home run here. And it was always like a pitch and a half ahead of what it was.
Spoiler alert.
And the worst spoiler. There's so many awesome Guardians games that just got wrecked for me just because of the fireworks.
Yeah, so they had fireworks night the other night, and so I basically got to watch the whole display from my apartment window. It was fantastic.
All right. Well, I'm happy that you're in a spot downtown. I like this for you. Downtown Daryl is a good vibe.
I'm going to get my cardio in now. My watch keeps buzzing every time I take a walk now.
Yeah.
I actually got a notification on my phone that was like, hey, you're no longer a lazy bum. We see you're actually doing things like walking again.
I do love that notification. That lets you know, like, hey, you're putting in more steps lately. What's
right.
going on?
Yeah.
What's happening with your life? It's like a therapist. Why are you just checking in? Why? They don't do it the other way, by the
way. And then the heart is trying to, like, catch up and get used to the new, workload. as well.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It would be funny, though, if they instead were just like, so we really don't think that you're accomplishing much lately.
I did make the mistake. I tried carrying boxes up multiple flights of steps.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way that life is not for me.
You're too old at this point.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
I'm too old at this point. I'm 36 and I'm too old at this point.
To the point of two lovely ladies that live in the building stopped to make sure that I was okay.
That's not great.
I guess I looked
that bad. How lovely are these ladies, Daryl? What are we talking over here?
Yeah, we're talking both inappropriate ends of the spectrum.
Oh. Well, I don't even know where that is at this point. Is that like a 75-year-old and a 23-year-old together? Is that the inappropriate end of the spectrum for you?
Hey,
listen, you do you. We don't kink shame. That's the one rule of this show. I don't know if you've noticed or not. When you're on this show, we don't kink shame.
Listen, I don't do the Bill Belichick
this freak, okay?
That's right. There's no out freak in this freak.
Yeah, there's no Bill Belichick thing going on here.
All right, Daryl, you have a massive Browns take that you need to get off your chest. You want to get off your chest. We're going to do that coming up in 13 minutes as it relates to Shedeur Sanders.
I think it's a theory.
All right, you have a theory. Now we're Anthony Lima, the assistant program director, Anthony Lima. 13 minutes. You have a massive Shedeur Sanders theory.
Wait a minute. Since when is Lima the assistant program director?
Oh, on this show, we refer to him as the assistant program director.
Okay.
Because he's constantly on his own show trying to tell us how to do our show.
Oh, gotcha.
And like how to program our show.
Okay, gotcha.
So because of that, we've now adopted him and named him the assistant program director. Did you think you missed a company email or something?
Well, listen, I've been busy for a second. I've been kind of busy the last month. I've had this thing called training camp going on. I moved. Like, I've been a little busy. I can't keep up with all the drama.
He has more thoughts on what this show should do than just about anybody not named Keith Britton. So because of that, he is the assistant program director, and he wears that proudly. I thought he had a really strong, and we're in parallel thinking with one of his takes. I'll dive into that in the 3 o'clock hour. I thought Lima nailed it on the head today as it pertained to the Dickerson situation with Shedeur Sanders. We'll get to that coming up at 3 o'clock. We got Tyvis Powell. We got Lindsey Rhodes as well. But let's kind of take this lazy river ride into where the two quarterbacks are for today and whether or not Dylan's got more to lose than Shedeur this weekend.
I think tomorrow is pretty significant for both of these young quarterbacks. I don't know that Dylan has a lot to lose because they really love Dylan. Like, I'm convinced they love Dylan. I'm not convinced they love Shedeur. Like, that's where I'm at with this whole quarterback situation. They seem to really be slow rolling Shedeur out here and also protecting him a little bit. And they clearly don't feel he's ready. They clearly feel that Dylan is a lot closer to being ready than Shedeur is at this point.
Which still baffles me. I'm not sure how they got there or what they think. There's a lot happening in rooms that we're not a part of, obviously, but I hate that that's what they keep going back to.
I think it's because he speaks their language. He walks and talks the way they do. He fits in. I don't know that Shedeur fits in, and I don't mean that as a shot at Shedeur.
Which is, by the way, I mean, that is something that all across Fortune 500 companies you see constantly. It's like, who do they hire? They hire people that look like them, that talk like them, that think like them, because in many ways, and this is just how human nature is, we typically, as people, we tend to like people that mirror ourselves. That's just part of human nature. They've done a million studies that confirm that thought process. I tend to like people that don't think like me, that don't look like me, that don't talk like me, because it gives me new perspective. Right. That's just really not how the human race typically operates.
Right. And again, that's not me taking a shot at Shedeur or the organization. I don't know that their personalities really match. Whereas I feel like Dylan Gabriel, he's a clone of everything they want, except for he's 5'8".
Well, all right. So what part is Shedeur missing then? That's what I want to find out from you, because I'm curious about it, because in many ways,
I've been trying to figure that out for like the last couple of months here.
And that's the perplexing part, because in many ways, Shedeur should be the person that could speak their language, that could do the things that they, because it's not as if Shedeur is, yes, he's got a lot going on in other areas outside of football. In my opinion, he's got hobbies. And because he's really successful with those hobbies, apparently it's a bad thing. I never understood that. Like, people call him an Instagram quarterback because he's got 3 million Instagram followers. I call that, first off, very lucrative by him. And also, he enjoys a hobby. Good for him. When Dylan Gabriel does it, because Dylan Gabriel's got 40,000 TikTok followers and not nearly as many, not nearly the following, all of a sudden, one person's wrong when the other person is still doing the same things he's doing. Like, but outside of that, on the actual football field, what part is Shedeur missing? Because I have a hard time with that, because he's... He's a football guy's football guy. And that, like, at the heart of it, that's what Stefanski is as well. Football lifers that just love to grind tape, love to go ahead and think football, be football. Oh, Shador's he's at a high school football game last night. Like, the guy just loves being around the game.
Yeah, I think that there are just elements that the Browns are asking Shador to do now and things that he's, you know, has to absorb that he's never had to do before.
And that's fair. That is fair. So, the one criticism I've had so far of Deion at Colorado, really the only thing I had against that whole experience, is that they were setting themselves up to win games at Colorado. They weren't setting Shador up for an NFL career.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
They gave him a bunch of different NFL coaches, though, around him. Like, they gave him as many. I mean, if you've looked up the years of experience on that Colorado staff, like, even if Deion didn't say, "I'm getting you ready for what could potentially be the Cleveland Browns to have success," there were enough Pat Shermers and people like that around him that should have been able to set him up.
Well, listen, I've always said this about college coaches, and I'm sure I'm not the first, but college coaches are not in the business of getting players ready for the National Football League. They're in the business of winning at their level and doing it however they have to go about doing it, right?
Right.
So I'm actually going to defend Deion there, but I understand what you're saying, because Deion was in the NFL and he's a Hall of Famer. He knows what it takes. You would logically, you would think that he would be able to give Shador the cheat code, especially as a quarterback, to get him ready. And I think that to your point is the one thing, or I should say one area, where Deion came up a little short. The playbook at Colorado, I don't think is nearly as in-depth or as expansive as an NFL playbook.
Right, which, by the way, the NFL is shortening their playbooks, too, and the NFL is doing a lot. Did you see the thing with Sean Payton over the past week or so? So Sean Payton, he's having a hard time with Bo Nix in really complex language and really trying to get him to figure out. Anyway, listen, Bo Nix, it's year two. This is what happens, right? But I told this to Nick the other day. Instead of saying spider 2Y banana, like, you know, the John Gruden call, because that's I'm just going to use that as a reference for people.
Which, by the way, if you really want to see a real good one, I think Drew Brees was on one of the late shows, Colbert or something, and he and Colbert had him read off a play.
Yeah, and these things are, you know, nine things. I mean, you've seen the quarterback
and then
show.
Drew reads it, and then he explains each individual thing. This was for the receivers. This is for the offensive line. This is for the running backs. This is for,
and then you've seen the quarterback show where Jared Goff is sitting on his couch and his girlfriend is grilling him, and they're like practicing day in, day out. Like, he goes home, and that's what he does, right? And Sean Payton's response to that was, "What are we doing?" You know what that call now is in Denver's system? It's just called Uber.
Yeah,
that's it. It's called Uber. Like, they use one word, or, and that's just it. And they get it set and they get it figured out. And it's like little things like that to make your quarterback feel comfortable and ready to go.
Yeah, see, I think
the little things you can do.
Yeah, the kids today are different.
They are.
And give them the wristbands.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with flipping the thing up, reading. Okay, it's this play. Okay, here we go. Ready, guys? Boom. Read the play and break. Let's go. Like, there's nothing wrong with the wristband thing either. But I think that the way the younger players and the younger quarterbacks' minds work now, you know, that 12, 14, 16 word play, that no longer resonates with them. It resonates with guys like Joe Flacco because that's how they came up. Kids today don't come up with that, right? And again, I go back to these college coaches, they're in the business of winning today. They will design offenses and call plays with concepts that help them win, not with concepts that are NFL concepts that get them drafted
high. Doesn't it seem fundamentally stupid to be like, because Dylan Gabriel can do, you know, seven word reads, that all of a sudden he's in some position to be better than Shador Sanders is? Like, if that's the reason, and I don't know, maybe Shador can do these things and I'm just not privy to it, but like, if that's the reason why, like, I'd want the guy that can throw the football better. I'd want the guy that can spin it. I want the guy that can go ahead and get me in the end zone instead of the guy that can read off a language and probably would just be great at being a career backup quarterback because of it.
I think that's where Dylan is headed. I kind of feel like that's his ceiling. I don't think I stand by it. I don't think he's a starter in the NFL, but do I think he can be a guy that can get in there in a pinch and help you out and get you through a game or two or three? Sure, but he's not a starter.
No, I don't think so either.
And if he was, he certainly wouldn't have been a third round pick.
Who has more to lose with the fans between Dylan and Shador this weekend? We'll dive into that just a little bit more, and then Daryl has a massive. We're calling it a theory now.
It's a theory.
We've moved on to calling it a theory.
Well, you wanted to paint me in this corner.
I heard
I'm
this
saying
before.
Something.
This is big.
Yeah, you wanted to paint me into corner into saying that this was going to happen, and that's not what
I was
saying.
That was all pre-show. It's all pre-show. When we get on the actual on air, I'm not going to high road you. I'm not going to force you into take. It's before the show that I'm like, Daryl, don't you make me change the entire show to then not deliver this take. You'll hear that take next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan. I don't know how Dylan has anything at stake with the fans. Mainly because even though he looked relatively good in that last game, if he stinks up the joint, it's not going to change anything with the relationship that he has with the Browns.
Nope.
Like, Shador's the only one that's really playing for something in my estimation, because if he doesn't look good, then all of a sudden people are like, oh, so he's inconsistent. He can't do it. He can't even do it against third and fourth stringers. The Browns were right the entire time, which I think is ridiculous, but it's going to be the take.
Right.
And if he's great, then guess what? Congratulations. You 100%. Still get to be third on the depth chart or fourth in the depth chart, whatever you are.
Nothing moves.
Nothing moves.
I don't think anything that's going to happen tomorrow moves the needle as far as that depth chart goes. I think the depth chart is the depth chart. It's Joe.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
One, Pickett two, Dylan three, Shador four, and Tyler Huntley five. Like, that is the depth chart. I feel like that they are dug in on that, Jonathan.
Yeah.
As far as that's how they see it. And Shador is probably going to be on mop-up duty as the third quarterback, which means he's probably going to play end of third quarter to the fourth quarter there, which, as we know, when you're playing in the preseason finale in the fourth quarter, that tends not to say great things about you, right? And what your future prospects for that upcoming season are.
Yeah.
So, that you know, they're not going to cut him, right? I mean, they're just not going to do that. But I feel like there's nothing that can move them off their thought process right now. The preseason opener in Charlotte did nothing to move the needle in Shador's favor. Last week in Philadelphia, Dylan Gabriel, Shador threw two touchdowns. Dylan Gabriel turned the ball over twice. Didn't move the needle.
Should have moved the needle. Didn't move the needle.
Right. That's the point. It should have moved the needle.
Yeah, and that's why I think tomorrow nothing really is going to change from that perspective. Now, I'll watch, you'll watch, and not just because it's our job. It's very interesting. I want to see what both Dylan Gabriel and Shador look like. In fact, I'm more interested in the second half of the game than I am the first half of the game. But I don't know that too much is going to actually change from the Browns' perspective on this. But it might end up changing things league-wide.
Yeah.
And if Shador continues to look as great as he did week one, and this the hard part about this, if he gets a quarter and a half, it's such a tiny amount of football to then just go off and be awesome. It, yep. It's just not enough. It's not enough length there. If he has an opening series like he did against Carolina, the cool thing about that was that he was able to turn around and he had enough time to then recover from that so people didn't just write it off. We don't have as much time in this game, which leads you to your big theory.
So I have two avenues that it would not shock me. It would shock Browns fans.
Okay.
It would probably shock you. It probably shock some folks that work here at this radio station. Wouldn't shock me, though. One of those is that they trade Kenny Pickett. That's not the shocking part, right?
You didn't blow my socks off there.
I know. I feel that they're going to keep four quarterbacks.
Okay. And Snoop has been very good around the building, et cetera.
And based on what Kevin Stefanski said last week, now he tried to walk that back a little bit this week. He tried to walk those comments back a little bit. Mm. But when he said, you know, well, these are going to be tough decisions and you can't always keep everyone, right?
And then he tried making it like, I was talking about the 90.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm convinced they're going to find a way to keep four quarterbacks. My first theory is, well, you trade Kenny Pickett, you keep Joe, you keep the two rookies on the active roster, you waive Tyler Huntley, you bring him back on the practice squad.
Okay.
That's theory number one.
Yeah.
Now comes the bombshell.
Okay.
You trade Shedeur Sanders. You clearly are not sold on him right now. You're not sold on the progress that he's making, even though you're publicly you're saying, hey, we're happy with where he's
at. I'm going to be livid if it goes down, by the way.
But let me just explain my thought process.
All right, let's get through it.
And this is my, and I want to be very clear, this is just my thought process here.
All right.
I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it wouldn't shock me if it did.
Okay.
He's an asset. He's very popular. He doesn't necessarily, I think, speak their language per se, but they do like him. Mm-hmm. He's a great kid. I mean, just listen to that press conference yesterday.
He's fantastic.
Wonderful kid.
Yeah.
All this nonsense that guy, the people running their mouths about him and his character, this, that, and the other, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. He's a wonderful kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Does his game on the field need some refinement? Sure. A lot of players' games need some refinement, especially rookies and quarterbacks, okay? But my thing is, if they don't seem like they're in a hurry to play him this year, okay?
Yeah,
which goes counterintuitive to what needs to happen this year.
Right, you got to play these guys.
Right.
It was Jimmy Haslam's declaration himself, was you got to play the rookie quarterbacks. And he's like, Stefanski knows you got to play the rookie quarterbacks. All right, so in this theory of yours, are you suggesting that we get to a spot where they can't play him this year because they're going to go Flacco into Dylan Gabriel, so they realize he's not going to get an opportunity? And then they also realize they're likely drafting a quarterback in the 2026 draft.
Yep.
And so basically the runway is just empty and you're out of room when it comes to Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. How can you make an honest-to-goodness evaluation about a kid, whether it's Dylan Gabriel, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or another rookie, right? How can you make a true evaluation on a 4, 5, 6-game window?
It's really hard.
Right? I mean,
it's really hard. Even for quarterbacks we think the world of in their rookie season, we've seen a lot of them struggle for 4, 5, 6 games. Nonetheless, the whole season. I mean, Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions his first season.
I was just about to mention Peyton. It took him a couple years to get it going. Took Drew Brees to change the scenery from the Chargers to the Saints before it clicked for him.
And that was years into his career.
And he was short.
Now, we do expect more out of quarterbacks earlier than we ever have, right? You know, CJ Stroud year one comes in is awesome. Daniels year one comes in and is awesome. We expect it earlier than we ever
Lamar
have.
Lamar Jackson took off early. Right?
Won an MVP in year two.
Josh Allen, it took him a couple years
year
up at Buffalo.
Year three is when he popped.
Right.
First 2 years he struggled at a miserable completion percentage. Year three he popped.
So it does take time for some of these guys, but the thought popped into my head. Again, I'm not saying it's going to happen or it should happen. Right,
what's this look like? What kind of trade does this look like? Is this like a third rounder?
I got to think probably a third or a four.
I've been mentioning the Rams for a couple weeks. I think that one has made sense anytime I've thought about it because Matthew Stafford, we don't even know if he's going to be able to play week one. I guess he had a good step forward in the past couple days. But if he's a question mark at any given point, Jimmy G is made of glass.
Right.
You can't enter a season with Jimmy Garoppolo as your backup quarterback and expect to win a decent amount of games.
But here's the thing.
They would also be in the quarterback draft for next year as well, the Rams would be, so maybe that does take them out, but we're talking about teams like that.
They didn't want to give Shador a lot of work in training camp. All Shador's work has to come before practice or in the, they call it the hungry dogs opportunity period, whatever.
I don't know that you can do this to this fan base right now, though. Like, this would be such a damaging thing. The only rallying cry it feels like that this fan base has had in any sort of stretch, the only reason why they're interesting this year is because of Shador.
Fourth string quarterback.
I mean we sign all these people that have problems off the field and they completely sucked last year. It would be the most demoralizing thing in the world to take the one part of this team right now that is interesting and say you're gone for a third round pick. Like Shador epitomizes everything you want in a football player. I can't find a media person to say something bad about the guy. Like he's all class. He's looked fantastic on the field. I can't find anybody that says anything demeaning or in any sort of bad way about him in any of their interactions. And this is the guy you want to trade? Well, it'd be such a misstep by the Browns in such a massive way. I would be livid if they went through and did this. And yes, you're right. I would be shocked if it happened. You said you're not shocked. I would be shocked if it happened.
No, I wouldn't be shocked because I laid out a great case,
but I can't live in a world where they look at a quarterback when you need quarterbacks and look at a quarterback like Shador and say, that's we throw him away like he's days old Chinese food.
Listen, I'm at an age where I just see things the way they are and I call them the way they are. And I'm just objectively looking at the situation. They didn't want to give him reps in camp because they didn't feel he was ready for that. Okay. I'm looking at the runway that you have this season. You're going to give Joe Flacco, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, whatever, to show he can win. And if he can't, then you're going to pivot and make a change. If you keep Kenny Pickett, that you're going to play him next because you want to see if there's a little something there.
Yeah.
And then by the time you get to end of November, early December, you're going to want to put Dylan Gabriel on the field to see if there's something there. Then what's left for Shador Sanders? The regular season finale in Cincinnati, is that the game you're going to –
That's just scraps.
Well, I know. And then you're going to make a blanket determination as to whether or not this guy can play at this level, and that's going to determine whether or not you need to trade up for the first overall pick or you need to use one of those first round picks on a quarterback. I see
what you're saying.
The timeline here is, you know,
I don't love it, but I see what you're saying.
It's pretty well. I don't love it either.
If I was trying to come back with any sort of actual retort that has any sort of juice to it, I'm gonna poke a hole in this right away. It would be the idea like, oh, well, you invested so much in them, and it's like in most cases that'd be true. With the Browns, it's just not true.
They haven't invested anything into him.
All they've given him is slop. He's made the most of it,
right?
But all they've given him is slop. They didn't give him first team reps.
They drafted him on a whim, Jonathan. They had no intention of drafting Shador Sanders.
You know this team because you've been around this team for so long, Daryl, in this organization right now. You know they would love to be like, we're the team that took a fifth round pick and turn him into a third round pick.
100%.
That's like their Super Bowl for some reason, because they just think so backwards sometimes.
Well, look what they did with Amari Cooper. Not only did they take a fifth to a third, they also got 2,000 yard seasons out of Amari.
216-474-0092. Is there any chance tomorrow is an audition for Shador to be traded? Daryl seems to think that there is, and the more he talks, the more I don't think it's going to be reality. I would still be shocked if I got that notification on my phone that he's traded, but Daryl makes a good point. Where's the runway for Shador? Where's the opportunities for Shador to the point where, is Shador just a... He can't be a 2 or 3 year plan. They're not doing a Jordan Love situation with him, and especially if they want to take a quarterback in the first round next year.
Did you really sell Myles Garrett? Well, obviously you sold him on the $40 million a year.
Did you really
sell Myles Garrett on a 2-3 year quarterback plan?
No.
I don't think so.
No, Myles knows. We all know he didn't have a plan. He was talking out of his you-know-what.
Oh, of course, as he often does. But, listen, they have to find a quick fix to quarterback. The problem is there is no quick fix right now. Shador certainly isn't a quick fix. Dylan's not a quick fix. Joe Flacco's a patch. And who knows what Kenny Pickett is. Now, next year in the first round, that might be a quick fix, but how often do first-round quarterbacks pan out for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, survey says doesn't happen.
Right.
But the hard part for me is now you put me in a hard spot as a Shador fan and somebody that wants to see Shador have success, is that the only way he gets on the field is if he looks better than Dylan Gabriel, but he's already looked better than Dylan Gabriel. So am I just fighting against myself here?
We're all fighting against ourselves because the Browns don't seem to be all that interested.
They're just not. 216-474-092. You're there every day. You're around it every day. You're 100% right. They just don't appear to be interested. I want your guys' thoughts on this. Is there any chance tomorrow is an audition for Shador to be traded? We talked about the Rams. There's other teams that can obviously be in the mix that need a backup quarterback and potentially could be one day a starting quarterback. 216-474-092. It's Jonathan Pino and Daryl Ryder. Afternoon Drive with you guys right here on the Fan. Your theory that you have, and listen, I'd love to, you know, poke holes in it because I want to see Shador here until basically the end of time, like until his arm falls off. I'd love to see Shador be the quarterback. And that's more than just rooting for Shador. That's also the idea that Shador's great, then you have two first-round picks next year, and you can spend that on skill position players, and everything's awesome.
You've been riding the Shador coattails since February. You're, if nothing but consistent, and I respect and admire that about you.
January 4th was the day that we first put that out there, by the way.
Day.
That we publicly backed Shador in the way that we did, and we've moved forward. We had the couple days that actually you were with me. In March, I believe it was, yep. Where you then became a Shador fan yourself.
I don't know if I became a Shishil like you, but I like the kid, especially now that he's here and I've gotten to observe him on and off the field. I genuinely like the kid. I think that he's gotten a bad rap in our culture that we have, our social media culture today. I just
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I always love when folks that are never around have these hot takes and these opinions on things, and they have things to say about players without ever meeting them, without ever being around them. Right? Just because they open a social media app and they see what's being said, so that has shaped their worldview on that particular player. And I think a lot of that's happened with Shador. He is a polarizing figure, but I think he's a great kid. I've not heard one bad word about him. You know, he was at a high school football game last night.
Yep.
He had a funny moment in his press conference yesterday where an idea popped into his head. And then he realized, I probably shouldn't be talking about this because I didn't clear it with anyone. I didn't talk to anyone about it or anything like that. He was talking about getting some high school football tickets or getting some high school kids some football tickets for tomorrow's game and whatnot. I mean, He just seems like he's a genuine young guy who happened to grow up in a household of celebrity with his father, which could not have been easy considering, you know, the legend that his father was. I grew up watching his dad
for
play
sure.
baseball and football. But I just think that these narratives that have been put out there about him that have tried to shape people's view of him have just been so grossly unfair, and it's been nothing that I have observed or experienced with this guy
iota.
So, like, I'm not rooting for the Browns to trade him, not by any stretch of the imagination, and I actually don't have a problem with them slow rolling this thing with him because, hey, let's put this kid in a position to be successful. Let's not rush it. Let's not put him in a bad spot, but also at the same time, runway's real tight.
Well, and so that's what I wanted you to highlight here, because, and this is the part that I find really interesting. For myself, like, I'm convinced Shador will play at some point this season, and then hopefully it can be off to the races.
But it's going
to
be scraps.
That's what I'm worried about, and that's the problem when you start Joe Flacco. Unless you have an immediate eject button, essentially, how do you have enough time to play Flacco, to play Gabriel, and to play Shador and give him enough opportunities? Because it seems like it's an all but foregone conclusion that Dylan Gabriel is going to be second off the bench. He's going to be the second one and the one with the opportunity. And so what is Shador getting? At best, 4 or 5 games?
And then I would ask, well, what was the point of bringing in Kenny Pickett if Dylan Gabriel is going to be second up?
Well, so I wonder if Kenny Pickett is just in case Joe Flacco in week 1 or week 2 gets injured, and they're just like, it's too early in the season to throw Dylan out there and to throw the rookies out there. So he's almost insurance for the idea that Joe Flacco, if he gets injured, you have a veteran, you have somebody else that has done it, and so you're not throwing the rookies out there too early. That's what I've wondered.
It's
part of me that makes sense to me, knowing how they operate, knowing how they think.
Look, they're all great guys in the quarterback room, so nobody's catching strays here.
But we have too many quarterbacks.
But
there's no other way to cut it.
It's the island of misfit toys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest about it, right? You got a 40-year-old who's on the 18th green ready to putt out for his career. You got a guy that's a reclamation project who played for one of, if not the worst offensive coordinator in history, but some way, somehow, despite playing someone of the most god-awful, take your eyeballs out with a spoon type of football in Pittsburgh, found ways to win games late.
I'll allow you being mean to Matt Canada. I'll allow it. I think even people with the last name Canada are like, I get it.
Even Canada wants nothing to do with Matt Canada. Passport denied.
That would actually be really funny. They're just like, so we just don't let you in. You brought great shame to the last name and to the name in general.
We care not what you have to declare. You are not allowed it.
Dylan's got the height issue, and then Shador becomes the, I don't know that he's an island of misfit toys, but he becomes someone that, because of the fifth round and the everything around him, maybe he fits into that bucket. I don't know.
I include him in that because they had no intention of drafting this kid. It was a what? Why not? Like that's what that move was. It was a, yeah, he's there. Okay, let's call Philadelphia. We really got out of this draft what we needed to. Let's just go get the kid and see what happens.
I just keep going back to the idea that if Saturday is an audition for him to be traded, then if it's a true audition, I think he's going to look great on Saturday. Why wouldn't I think that? He looked great in the first preseason game. He'll probably look great in this one. Only thing that goes against him is he's not going to have as many drives to make it look awesome. So if he has a rough start out of the gate, that'll be tough to climb out of.
Let's just put it this way. When I've watched practice during training camp, only two quarterbacks have thrown a football where I was like, oh, that was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Kenny Pickett, wasn't Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean,
it was Joe Flacco and Shador Sanders.
Wouldn't have taken me many guesses to get to the two quarterbacks that you were talking about.
But my depth chart,
I just think this just kills the fan base if they trade him. Like, in many ways, it'd be the most demoralizing thing. The season would be, it'd be shot before it even started. And I know we shouldn't just root for our own interest and our own intrigue.
Yeah, but that's part of being a fan.
It is part of being a fan. And, the entertainment side of this does matter. I'm not saying you keep Shador just strictly for the entertainment side of this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying a lot of fans have invested a lot of time and a lot of energy, and we've all gone and went through all these practices and watched Shador be one of the best quarterbacks on that field, to have somebody that could potentially be a legitimate starting quarterback and then just swap him out for a third rounder. See, it just feels like a slap in the face.
You know what it is? You bought the jersey already.
See, and I drunkenly bought a second jersey.
You, wait, what?
Yeah, I drunkenly bought a second jersey. After the first preseason game, I got really hammered. First time I drank in 6 months because I have a child, so I don't get to drink much. We definitely went in the old DH gate. We were definitely out there purchasing. I needed a white one with the real numbers.
So my
first jersey's got the 2 on it. It doesn't have the 12 on it.
Did you get the 1946 white jersey, or did you get the traditional normal?
No, the normal white one. Yeah.
Oh, see, you blew it.
I didn't blow anything. It was another $25. Like, it's okay. One way or another, it's okay.
You got the wrong jersey is what I mean.
It was a drunk purchase. I'm more than happy with whatever shows up on my doorstep probably 4 to 6 weeks from now.
Okay.
In like a really long time.
I'm just very particular about jerseys when and uniforms.
No, you can't be when you're ordering from those sites. I wanted the white one. I needed one with the real number. But I got excited. The point is I got excited over it. But it's not about my jerseys. It's not about like any part of that. It's more.
I kind of feel like a part of it is. I want
to see Shador play. That shouldn't be such a crime.
Your investment. You've invested a grand total of $50 in 2 brown Shador Sanders jerseys, and you want that $50 to pay off.
It's not really it. I can wear the jerseys regardless of if he's on the team. That's part of being a Browns fan.
If you go to any Browns game, you'll see a lot of jerseys of a lot of players who were here for a cup of coffee and aren't here anymore.
When I wear the 2 jersey, most people think it's just an old Amari Cooper jersey. They don't even think it's a Shador jersey. So like we're set here, but is there any chance tomorrow is just an audition for Shador to be traded? We do want to hear from you guys on this. 216-474-0092. Jim driving around is up next. What's up, Jim?
Hey, I just wanted to add to Daryl's comments about that tryout for Shador. Definitely on draft day, that was my first thought was the thinking partners got together and says, hey, if we can make this guy look good, then, we could probably get some assets for him. Well, who's to say Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars don't really get along too well, and he doesn't perform, and the way to hide his
Trevor Lawrence has signed up for 1 million years, and that contract they're not going to be able to get out of that contract.
Yeah, that's their Deshaun Watson contract.
But there are other teams.
I was just telling you what my thought was, and then you can go ahead and go from there. But I was just thinking the way to hide Trevor Lawrence's contract was for them to trade him to somebody else, but to fill his contract with a quarterback named Shador Sanders, who has a guaranteed contract, which is a rookie contract. That was the only thought I was thinking. I really don't know who's in play or nothing like that, but it was just a thought that crossed my mind. But from day one, I really thought he was just going to be an asset for the Browns. But
and then,
if you want to discuss that, go ahead. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks,
okay,
guys.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks, I appreciate you. And the problem with that is that then you trade Shador to Jacksonville, and because we have Jacksonville's first-round pick next year, he just balls out, and then all of a sudden our top 10 pick becomes like a 23rd pick.
I like where Jim was going with that reunion with Travis Hunter.
I wanted the reunion with Travis Hunter. I wanted it here. It should have been here.
I would watch that.
It should have been here.
Yeah, but you got Mason Graham.
Which is fine. We're going to love Mason Graham. We're going to love it. But that's all a big part of the plan. And so I can't poke holes in your thought process about is this just one big audition for a trade to eventually happen if he's awesome on Saturday? Because I don't believe they've invested in Shador.
I think it's an asset. I really do.
And if you believe that and everything's about like stockpiling picks for when they actually think it matters, then that would be in concert with that. A third round pick for next year added to their bounty, and then looking like they traded a fifth for a third. It's the type of team that would think that's like the most awesome move in the world, and it's just infuriating.
And who do we talk to this week? We talked to Joe Flacco and Shador Sanders. We didn't talk to Dylan Gabriel.
What does that tell you?
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just stirring the pot.
Okay. That tells him something. He doesn't want to tell me what it tells me, but it tells him something. 216-474-0092. Maybe I know what it tells me, and I don't want to say it. Jeff in Cleveland. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. I got you, man.
All right, cool, man. So I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in there about this, about the trade. I do think there will be a trade, but I always thought that since OTAs, when they had Flacco and Sanders together and Gabriel and Pickett together, I always felt like Pickett and Gabriel were the trade bait, and Flacco's going to be our starter, and Shador's going to be our backup. And I don't think next year they're looking to draft a quarterback, even though everybody says that's the Browns, what they should do. I think next year they're hoping that Flacco wins them a few games, and if not, then Shador Sanders can come in, they can see what they have with him, and they're planning on using those 2 top picks, or whatever picks they are, to draft skill players next year. tell me what you guys think about that.
I'd love that. And Jeff, and I appreciate the call. Like, Daryl, that was my thought process this entire time.
I think he's got the wrong rookie quarterback, though.
Well, this is the problem, right? My thought process the entire time, it'd be Flacco into Shador. That was going to be the setup. Every national show I went on, any show I went on, I'd tell him it was Flacco into Shador. But as you're right to point out, at this point, we've got no evidence of them going Flacco to Shador. We got all the evidence of it being Flacco and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, like I mean, I would like it to go Flacco to Shador. And in fact, my own personal depth chart is Flacco, Shador, Pickett, Gabriel, Huntley. That's my personal depth chart. But that's completely contrary to where the Browns are at. And so, yeah, I'd love it if they were getting Shador ready to play. But no, the guy they're getting ready to play is Dylan Gabriel. Sorry.
And then we're running out of games.
That's what my four eyes are telling me that I'm watching every day at practice. They're getting this, and this is part of the reason why I was so hard on Dylan, you're giving this guy's a third-round pick, and you're giving him first-team reps. Mm-hmm. You're giving him starter reps. It's not like he's getting what Shador gets, which is the opportunity period. I'm sorry, the hungry dogs period after practice, okay?
Yeah, so hungry.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not where Dylan Gabriel's getting his work. He's getting his work first team reps right out of the gate.
By the way, our buddy Daryl, his report's powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's with us for another hour or so. Tyvis Powell will join us at 3:20. Want to continue to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. Is there any chance tomorrow is an audition for Shador to be traded? It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.